Unit 3. To be fit or not to be.
善待健康。
4. Listening comprehension. Section A. Part 1. Listen to the short conversations only once. Choose the appropriate letters A to D to answer each question.
1. How did you gain so many pounds?
Oh, it's a long story.
Question.What are they talking about? 2. I wish I could be as slender as an athlete.
If you keep exercising like an athlete, then your dream will certainly come true.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 3. I should give up all these junk foods I've been eating.
And you should eat more fruits and vegetables.
Question. What should the woman eat?
4. Shall I give up today's jogging? It's windy outside.
Dear, you should go out even if it rained.
Question. Where does the conversation take place? Part 2. Listen to the long conversation only once. Choose the appropriate letters A to D to answer each question.
Mr. Smith, you look so tired. Did you overwork last night?
Oh, Maria, it's almost unbearable. I had to work till 9 o'clock each day.
Does that mean you had too many things to do?
Yes. My colleagues and I were planning for the opening of a new chain store, and we had to take everything into consideration.
Oh, business expansion requires you to give up your free time and put all your energy to it.Then you can have a good rest.
But I could not sleep these days.
I think your mind is still under great pressure.
Surely I know that. But what can I do?
I think some exercise will help you to a good sleep.
For example?
You can have a swimming every day, about 2 hours and 2,000 meters.
Are you sure?
Of course. Swimming helps you to use up your plus energy and it reduces your nervousness.
Okay, I'll have a try.
Apart from swimming, watching comedies is also a good idea.
Questions. 1. What was Mr. Smith doing last night?
2. What is the main cause of Mr. Smith's tiredness?
3. What is Maria's second suggestion? Section B. Listen to a passage only once. Choose the appropriate lettersA through D to answer each question.
Jessica was slim as a teenager, but started to gain weight in her early 20s when she was working as an editor. Her weight climbed to 150 pounds by the time she was 30, but she still didn't consider herself overweight and didn't change her habits. As a result, she gained another 20 pounds over the next 3 years.Having realized her problem, Jessica decided to start exercising, but the gym in her town was expensive and afar, so she tried to do it in other ways. Her first change was to take over the morning dog walking job from her husband. She also began working in her garden. Jessica also made other changes in her food choices and eating habits. She stopped eating hamburgers,substituted water for soda and ate more slowly. I used to eat so fast that my brain didn't have time to register when I was full, she confesses. Within 6 weeks, she lost 11 pounds. To complement her daily activities, Jessica started working out with aerobics 3 times a week. 7 months later, she hit 125 pounds.Getting fit has really boosted my self-esteem, she says. This is one of the biggest accomplishments of my life.
Questions. 1. What was the physical condition of Jessica when she was a young girl?
2. How did Jessica start her exercising?
3. How many pounds did Jessica lose after 7 months?